Shira Tov, it's Motzi Shabbos, after the Sabbath. Masiva Shalom brings out the teaching turning the burning bush and its symbolism. He views the flames that do not consume the burning bush as the flames of Tuma, that is to say, purity. As if to say that the bush itself was crying out that God forbid the children of Israel descend from the 49th level of impurity to the 50th, then all would be lost. And so the question can be asked regarding redemption of the Hebrew slaves. The children of Israel were being harshly persecuted by Pharaoh. Why did Hashem wait until the last moment, until the last moment? The level that they had sunk to called for a hurried redemption, but couldn't Hashem have redeemed them earlier? Why was it necessary to wait? And he draws the analogy, what's called in Hebrew, the kusta de chiyusha, the kernel of vitality, which is the inner part of a seed that remains after a seed is planted in the ground and decays and decomposes. Is only the bare essence of the seed left from which new life continues. And it's only at that point, after the outer layers of the seed have decomposed, that new life can be born. And so the burning bush itself represents, in its scarce appearance, the Jewish people who had everything taken away from them, essentially, and were reduced to the level of slaves as if they were animals ruled over by Pharaoh. Of course, this could never be, and they did maintain their human essence at the core of their being. And it's from there that impenetrable custa de chiyusha, that the restoration began. So we see it's only in times that everything seems to be lost and we're reduced to our barest essential selves. In a lot of ways, it's comparable to how when the Jewish people entered the concentration camps in Nazi Germany, they had everything taken away from them, as Viktor Frankl, the preeminent psychological thinker from Austria, relates in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, except for their ability to choose, that is, their dignity and how they related to their suffering. And so this is something to remember, that when it seems that our life has been reduced because of the challenges we face to our essential self, we need to have hope in that inner spark within us that can be renewed by Hashem's wisdom and light. Shavuot Tov.